Is this where it starts, God? Is this how it starts? With my grief and sadness and anger and frustration, is this the beginning of your ministry among us, with me? I know you've given me the whole range of human emotions to feel in my life so that I know I'm alive, and they are not in charge of me, these emotions. So help me to restart today, remembering that you announced your pleasure with Jesus to communicate the very same thing to me and to this wild, mad world. You are very pleased with me. And this is who I am. This is how I am shaped, by your pleasure with me, by the life you give me, by how you form and change me according to your will and not mine, according to your love and mercy and not the relentless news cycle. So, fill me with your love, your mercy, your grace. Help those things to break into my downward spiral of lament and anger and despair. And out of that spiral, kick up my hope. Kick up my hope that comes from you. Your hope that is made of divine grit and tender mercy. Your hope that sustains me. Your hope that doesn't promise a happy Hollywood ending, but instead promises new life. Oh, dear God, help my unbelief and stir me up to act out of your love, even when I don't know what I am doing. Give me eyes to see you in my people today. Dissolve the political masks that threaten to consume our identities. And instead, clothe my people, clothe me with your justice and mercy, your identity. Embolden me to preach your good news that is so disruptive and comforting. Only you can bring life out of death. So help me die today to things that will get in the way of your good news. Help me die to my own fear. Hold my family and friends close. And remind me to actually do that, to hold them close when we are in the same room. And for those who are far from me, help me to remember to hold them in thought and prayer and love. And I pray for my colleagues across the church who will follow their holy calls into pulpits and behind altars and into robes and out into the hallways and into the world today to proclaim your power, your might, your glory. Give them your inspired and faithful words, as well as your holy silence. I especially pray for my CGP colleagues, who, in addition to our Minnesota world falling apart, are bearing the weight of other things as well. It can all be just too much, God, so I pray for them, that they may know they are not alone, that my prayer will help them know that I am near to them as well. For Deborah Linga, Krista Strum, Gretchen Pierscala, Christy Mitchell, Drew Yackel, Dale Degner, Ben Hilding, Nissa Peterson, Peg Morose, Becca Krogstad, Scott Richards. God, this calling can be so lonely and frightening. I know you know this. Help me to cling to the promise of your hope today so that I can know it by my very being and speak it faithfully to my people. I believe. Help my unbelief. Amen. Okay, dear colleagues and friends, deep breaths. Do not despair. Don't be afraid. Do not lose heart. Do not lose hope. God is with you. And your work in the Lord Jesus Christ is not in vain.